This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We recently brought you an in-depth series on death investigation in Washington State, and what we found was a system riddled with problems. For months, KNKX's Kari Ploeg talked with people from all corners of the system across Washington, and in some cases, outside the state. Now she joins us to pull back the curtain on her reporting a little bit and offer some insights from experts who want to see this system improve. Hi, Kari.
Hi.
Your reporting began with a specific medical examiner's office, didn't it?
Correct, yeah. So there were some complaints last year against Pierce County's medical examiner. And as I was learning more about those complaints, I wanted to know just sort of how the system works in general. And as I started looking into that system, I found myself down quite the rabbit hole.
Okay, so your reporting starts in Pierce County, but of course, there are 38 other counties in the state. So what do we see when we look at the death investigation system statewide?
Only six counties, including Pierce County and also King County, have medical examiners. So those are people who are appointed, and they go to all the same medical school that a traditional doctor has, and then some. And then the rest of the counties statewide actually have elected coroners. And about half of those are prosecuting attorneys who also serve this dual role, kind of a prosecutor-coroner role. To be elected a coroner, all you have to be is 18 years old and have a clean criminal record.
Wait, I know there are other factors in play here, but technically, you're telling me the law says someone could be in charge of death investigations like right out of high school.
That's right. And I was just as surprised to hear that as it sounds like you are. And that means that the experience levels of these electeds across the state vary pretty widely. And what's most shocking, actually, even beyond that, is that those elected officials that are in charge of investigating deaths have to rely on a dwindling pool of traveling forensic pathologists to shoulder all of their autopsy work. And there are really only a few of those doctors statewide that do all that work for those counties. And this just scrapes the surface of the challenges that this system is facing.
Knowing what we know about kind of this patchwork system and all the problems, what happens now? Is it just going to be this way forever, or are there attempts to make it different?
There is a real effort brewing right now to heavily reform the system. And the system's gone largely unchanged since the state's founding, so it'd be quite the undertaking. I recently talked with Nancy Belcher, who is the CEO of the King County Medical Society. Lobbying for uniform death investigations across the state is among her group's top priorities. It's something she's been thinking about and wanting to work on since she took over about 3 years ago. And much like me, Nancy didn't really know a whole lot about the system in the beginning. And as she was talking to lawmakers in Olympia, she was running into what I did a lot in my reporting, which is that most people in charge don't really know much about the system or its problems.
As a reporter, you're used to asking people about an issue and they already kind of know, and they either answer or they don't. But it sounds like in this case, they didn't know.
Correct. And it's really creates a challenge when you're reporting on something so complex, when you're searching for answers, right? And I often found myself teaching people what I knew in order to get reaction from them. And the reaction I was getting was always shock and disappointment. And Nancy Belcher had the same experience when talking to electeds.
So people seem ready and prepared to fix it. They just don't really know how.
So presumably fixing it would require some sort of legislative action. Who are some of the lawmakers that have this on their radar?
Sure. So it's in pretty early stages right now, but I know that there's a growing list of lawmakers that are kind of coming into this issue from various points. I talked with Representative Tina Orwal of Des Moines, who actually has been working on some legislation around suicide prevention. One of the solutions that she had talked about with me was possibly creating like an ombuds system, sort of like what we have for long-term care facilities in Washington. The problem with that is that it addresses the issues after they've already happened. And what Nancy and her colleagues at the King County Medical Society want to do is solve problems from the source. They want to create a statewide system to sort of avoid the problems before they arise. One hurdle to that, though, that we talked about was that making sure any new system would be tailored to the unique needs of some of those smaller counties that aren't like Pierce and King. Here's Representative Orwal.
You know, we want it to be regardless of where life is lost in our state, that they have the ability to investigate.
Some of my sources are actually skeptical of this idea of a statewide system. Tim Davidson is coroner in Cowlitz County in southwest Washington, and he also serves as the president of the Washington Association of Coroners and Medical Examiners. Here's Tim.
It will never happen. Counties can't afford it. You're talking hundreds of millions of dollars to switch over.
The more costly system that Davidson is referring to is a centralized system that's sort of based at the state level. And the current proposal that's in play that the King County Medical Society is interested in is a regional system. So that would be clusters of counties that fall under regional offices. And each of those regional offices would be overseen by a chief forensic pathologist, ideally with support staff.
So where do we look in the country to see if there's an example of that regional system?
Only a handful of states actually do it that way. And perhaps one of the most successful examples of this is Florida. And for my series, I talked with Dr. Steven Nelson. He's one of the district medical examiners there. Dr. Nelson told me that their regional system, which has been in place for decades, is an example of best practices that Washington could learn from.
As far as how we do it and how it's paid for, how it's supported, the people that are at the table as the Oversight Regulatory Board, I think is excellent.
So Dr. Nelson says that roughly 20 or so medical examiners' offices serve the 67 counties in Florida, which is significantly larger than Washington State, obviously. And the facility that he oversees is responsible for cases in three different counties. He acknowledges that it still means that there will be a little bit of driving for those smaller, more remote counties. For us, it would be something like Wakayakum County, right outside Cowlitz in southwest Washington. But overall, it's a cost saver compared to that centralized system that has garnered some skeptics. He says that if Washington goes with a plan like the one that the King County Medical Society is lobbying for, it would be far better than what we have right now.
This is fascinating. I mean, it's just a system that is so ingrained in the state that we know very little about, more now thanks to your reporting. I think some people might hear this and wonder how it affects their life. You know, they might say, I don't know a lot of people who have had extensive dealings with a death investigation. So if you'll forgive the question, Kari, why is it important for so many people to care about how this works?
Public health officials and a lot of the experts I talked to said that we can learn a lot from the dead to help people who are still living. Death determinations affect things like life insurance payouts. They can affect public policy decisions on important issues like substance abuse and suicide. Right now, though, the work is especially important. Death investigators are on the front lines of this response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And some of these experts that I've talked to even say that death investigators are on the front lines of justice while we're continuing to reckon with issues of police brutality and holding institutions accountable. So when you really get to thinking about it, there's a lot of ways that this affects our lives.
So what I hear you saying is understanding accurately the way people die can help us improve the quality of life.
Absolutely. And I don't think there's a single professional in this industry that would say otherwise. I think that that's why all of them do this work. It's a public service.
Kari, as is your reporting, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for talking with me about this.